Alright, man. OF Tate, Volume 2. Shit was dope. it was dope. It was good. Haji did his thing. Tyler did his thing. Left Brain did his thing. Everybody did their thing. I really like that Ignorant track. what's that track?
Sock a Buster in his jaw.
Yeah.
Fuck. I love that shit. Break the law.
I'm like, oh, man, I want to be blaring that shit loud as fuck. That shit is crazy. I really like that shit. I like the track Bitch. That shit was dope as hell, too.
Can we get bitches?
No, bitch. Yeah, when he was describing bitch, yeah. Like a bitch and a real bitch and all that. You know what I'm saying? That shit was dope. Man, y'all know I'm bad with names, so I can't remember all of the tracks. But overall, the mixtape was solid. I feel like it had some down spots. But it wasn't bad, though. It had some down spots, but it wasn't bad. Overall, it was a solid mixtape. I definitely prefer Mellow Hype over this, personally. But this was still dope, too, and I fuck with Our Future.
You say you prefer Mellow Hype? This was pretty much almost a Mellow Hype because Haji was all over this.
Yeah,
he was all over this mixtape. I mean, not mixtape. Is it an album?
It's an
album.
It's an album?
It's an extra album? Okay.
It's in the top 200. I think it's like 10.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was good to hear, Our Future collectively as a group doing some new material, even though Haji was mostly on this album or whatever. And less, I didn't really care too much for Mike G that much. He was struggling for me, man. He was struggling for me, man. Mike G. But other than that, everybody else was pretty cool.
Yo,
what
do you think about the track "White" by Frank Ocean? I like that one.
Frank Ocean did his thing. I think him singing, doing his hooks and stuff. Frank Ocean was doing his thing, man. They all did their thing. It just Mike G was like the only no for me.
So you like Taco and Jasper?
No, Jasmine was terrible.
Jasmine was funny, though, man.
He was funny.
He was so terrible, though.
He was funny, though. But that's his thing. Jasper and Taco, they're there for comic relief.
Right.
They're two of my favorite, man, because they're so fucking ignorant.
They your favorite?
Because they're just so ignorant, dog. Like, not from a MC rhyming level.
It's clearly Earl. Earl is like the best. I mean, he smashed Odin, that last track. He smashed that.
Sad,
yeah, overall, man, I thought I liked it. It was a good album, man. It was good. Like I said, it was good to hear them with some new material. Because when I first saw it, I thought it was just like a collective. Like, I think their previous Our Future tape, it was like a collective of songs that they done. So I thought this was going to be the same way. But this was some new material. I liked it. You know, Left Brain never lets me down on the production. So overall, everybody was good. Mike G could have stepped it up a little bit.
Hey, why you going in on Mike G?
I don't know, man. I didn't care too much for Mike G.
So you like Damo on it?
Damo was cool. Yeah, Damo and Haji, they both was going back and forth on their songs. I love the songs that they got together. But Haji was like, man, fuck this. I'm about to be all on this damn tape. Because he was like on every song except for like three of them. But I ain't complaining. Haji's good, but it's a good tape, man. I like it. Copy it. Buy it.
Man.
Sag Swag, what you got, baby?
Man, that you know what? I'm just thinking about songs that, like, the We Got Bitches song to me was freaking hilarious. What the fuck?
Nothing. Go.
Okay, because I just think because it's just I don't know who the MCs were, but that shit was like one of my favorite songs because it's so fucking ignorant. I mean, the tape is good, definitely. I think it was a smart move by them to release new material, to put the shit up, for sale or whatever, to try to, capitalize on their newfound success. Overall, I think for me, I don't know, it's like, maybe, it's like we've heard this before a little bit. I think if there was a criticism that I had of it, but overall, I think the songs and what they did and the product they put out, I think it was definitely good material. I think, of course, everybody's going to talk about the oldie track with everybody jumping on there. But, with all the MCs doing their thing on there, of course, everybody's going to talk about the Earl shit. But, I think just like FIFA pointed out, there was some other good dope-ass songs on there as well. Dom's was a good one. The one that preceded that was good. I think Tyler was definitely kind of back to what Tyler was doing. But yeah, man, I think it was good. I think they it's a smart move. I think it's
like
a good take.
Future friend,
you mean, it's made for them. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's made for them. It's made for their fans.
And like what you were saying when you said you heard it before, like,
you know, it's just, it's, I mean,
it's not it's, like what you what to expect though.
It's stereotypical Odd Future. Yeah, it's, you know, Odd Future. It is.
Okay, so this is why I say it's not stereotypical, only because of the latest stuff that we've heard from them. I think this is the best thing that Odd Future's done in a long time.
Really?
Yeah, definitely. The last Haji EP that dropped, I can't remember what it was called now.
Untitled.
Yeah. I didn't like it at all. I did not like it. I don't know. I just did. I don't know why I didn't like it. I just didn't like it.
So I was really over different productions.
Yeah, that's why. I think that's why I really didn't care for it.
You want to hear Left Brain,
I wanted to hear his Odd Future type shit. This mixtape, like when it first, or I'm sorry, album. This album, when it first came out, I remember I tweeted and I said, "This is what made me like Odd Future in the first place. This brought me back. Goblin put me off for a minute." And then that Haji EP put me off again. So I was just like, I don't know about these dudes. They might have lost their touch. I think this brought it back. Because this made them dangerous again. Like, they weren't dangerous really for a minute. Like, no one was really like, they were just seeing them as silly kids. When they first came out, remember, they were scary. Motherfuckers were like, these dudes are satanic and they're evil and they're crazy. Then they became a little bit too friendly. When mainstream got a hold of him, you know, you got Tyler winning the Grammy and going on TV. I'm hype as fuck. I'm happy as fuck.
I think he won an MTV award.
Fuck. I'm sorry, it wasn't the Grammy. Yeah. I'm fucking up left and right now, huh? It wasn't the Grammy. When he won the MTV award, they just got too friendly. But this, they came back and it's dark as fuck. And that's what I like. It had them old, synthy, grimy ass, dirty beats again. I think this brought back what we needed from Odd Future. That's why I don't want to say it's stereotypical, because we haven't really heard this sound from them in a minute. You know, back to those old piano samples. I thought it was fucking great. I loved every song except for the internet track. I'm really not that much of a fan of Sid the Kid stuff.
Yeah, it's wild.
Nothing bad about her. I'm just not really that into her shit. Mike G, on the other hand, that motherfucker is dope. Forest Green was dope. This is why I like Mike G. He don't sound like nobody else in the crew.
Yeah.
Haji and Tyler, they kind of go hand in hand. Damo, hand in hand. Then you got Jasper and Taco, who they're their own entity. Then you got Mike G, who's just smooth as fuck. And that beat was like a perfect beat for Mike G. I thought that shit was dope as fuck. I don't know what you talking about. Mike G is dope. Even when I saw him live, like, Mike G is just so smooth. Because everybody else is jumping around, hollering. Mike G is in the back, just chilling. Until his verse come up. Then he come up, sunglasses on.
That's the song he's on.
And then just walks away. Goes right back to the back again, chilling. That dude is smooth as hell, man. I like Mike G. And that track you were talking about?
Yeah.
50, I think it's what it's called.
I can't remember
that. That's
name.
The kind of track that Kill Bitches Burn Shit Fuck School. Yeah, this one, yeah, this one's
better.
This is how you do an ignorant track properly.
You know what?
You spit well. It's still juvenile as fuck. Mm-hmm. But I walked away with that shit stuck in my head. You know, fuck, what is it again? Sock a buster in his jaw.
I can't remember.
Fuck the police, break the law.
But man, I love when Odd Future is on their ignorant shit. I do too. You know what? Honestly, when they do it good. Look, honestly, to me, Odd Future does that ignorant, immature, you know, fuck you, suck my dick, bitch type of music better than anybody. To me, that as of right now, out right now. Well, no, not but come on, Juicy J's a
Project Pat.
Well, I love Project Pat too. But I'm saying out right now, you know, relevant right now. Odd Future has that land. I love that shit when they do it. I really love when they're just totally ignorant. Just like, fuck y'all niggas. Like, I like that shit.
So anybody want to talk about the Earl return?
See, that's what I think. That kind of sucks that is really like outshining this whole thing. Because that was a great track. And yeah, Earl's verse was dope. But I don't know why everyone's acting like
it wasn't dope. It was before he left.
Well, exactly. This is stereotypical Earl. Earl is always dope. Earl is always dope. But it's not like that was the best track on the album. Like, people were like, oh, if you checked out OF's new album, you know, make sure you check out Oldie. Tracks, you know, start at minute 7. That's where Earl comes in. I'm like, fuck that shit. I'm starting at track 1 and going down. Because every song on this, except one, was dope to me. every song. You know, Rella was
analog,
dope.
You like Analog 2?
Analog 2 was dope as fuck. Frank, come on, like, man. Like, this, nice this, hooks, man. This whole thing was great. But yeah, Earl returning, wonderful. Returning. I'm glad he's back. I'm interested to see what he does next. I'm also interested to see him shake things up because now Tyler is not going to have the spotlight. But now that Earl's back, I don't know if he can take the character away, but he will definitely take away the lyricist title.
Oh yeah.
I don't think anybody's gonna be like, oh yeah, you know, Tyler's a better lyricist. Or
I think that's arguable.
I don't think it's arguable.
And I do, even when Earl was not with them, I think there were still people saying that Earl was the best out of the group.
Right.
Yeah. You know, so now that he's back, I mean, people can finally hear it. Those that probably didn't, you know, actually have a chance to hear what Earl was able to do, you know, on a microphone. So, you know, I'll be curious to see what Earl does from this point on because while he was gone, man, the spotlight was all on him. Where is he? When is he coming back? Is he going to come back? Free Earl. All these campaigns. So it'll be interesting to see what happens now that he's back. Definitely. So, you know.
Yeah. Get it, man. Purchase it. Cop it. I enjoyed it. It was a great album. So that's all I got.
That's all you got. All right. Yeah, man. I mean, it's our future. You know what I'm saying? And for those of you out there that like our future, I mean, this is definitely made for you. They got together, they recorded the material, and they put it out for their fans. And I think that's dope. I think it was a smart move. You know, like I said, I think it was the stereotypical Our Future, but, you know, like Mike said, it's a return back to the Our Future from some of the previous stuff that they put out. So I'm curious to see, well, you know what, I don't know. I mean, what do they do next or what can they do next? And do they need to do anything more than what they're doing now? So anyway, definitely cop it. You'll like it. You'll enjoy it. So, yeah, fuck with it. Go get it.
Man, shit is dope. Support dope artists. Support dope albums. Like Ken was saying, I don't know what the fuck they're gonna do, but at the end of the day, stay in your lane, improve your lane, and that's all I got to say. This shit's dope. Bumps in the whip. Holla at your boy.